This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Trust in Islamic Nurturing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of trust in Islamic nurturing in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to train our kids, or when we are nurturing them, when we are training them, to teach them some important things. And one of the important things is to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must know how to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we discussed about the literal part of it, when we need to say it, the spoken or speech, and also we need to believe in trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last step is when we believe, then in practice, we show that we really trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is necessary to practically trust in Him because He is our creator. He is our nurturer. He is known as Rabbul Alameen, the nurturer or the Lord of the worlds, the nurturer of the worlds, the one who has the duty. And He said that, I am providing you the sustenance. Rizq is with me. So do not have the worries of the rizq. You just need to work hard and the rest is upon me. I will provide you. Then why do we think that it is us who will bring our own sustenance? Yes, we need to work. Yes, we need to do our best when we are learning, when we are studying, when we are working, when we are performing something. Therefore, the results should be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more I struggle, the more I work, the more I get. But the thing is, there must be a barakah, a blessing in the earnings as well, so that what I earn, it should be sufficient for me. And that is when we trust practically in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of trust in Islamic nurturing in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to practically trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we practically do this, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is always backing us, who is always supporting us, who is always there to help us. And He never leaves us on our own. Maybe He's taking a trial from us. Maybe we are in the process of a trial, but He never leaves us on our own. And even in those trials, He guides us. He shows us the light of guidance where we can get this guidance from Him. And therefore, this kindness that He shows to us, it is because we need to trust in Him. And we can see that how Imam Radha alayhi salam, in a daily prayer which he used to pray the supplication after the morning prayer, he has this wording. He says, "Ma sha Allahu la ma sha an-nas." I trust in God in a way that ma sha Allah, whatever Allah wishes, la ma sha an-nas. Not what people wishes for me. Ma sha Allah wa in kariha an-nas. And whatever Allah wishes, I want that. Even if people feel bad about it, that I'm getting this success, if I am getting this advancement, even if people feel bad about them, my reliance, the source of reliance is God. My source of reliance is Allah. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. And this is the beautiful supplication which teaches us that in all cases, in all times, we need to always trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.